Prosperous Detroit assists entrepreneurs of color in the metro area through education, coaching, and funding. Some businesses they've worked with in the past include Baobab Fair, an award-winning East African restaurant in New Center, and Paradise Natural Foods, a plant-based catering company that's in the process of opening a brick-and-mortar deli. Chanel Scott Contreras is the executive director of Prosperous Detroit. She tells WDET's Laura Herberg that the organization has just expanded its footprint to Inkster.
So Prosperous has been serving entrepreneurs in the Detroit area for 10 years, but we noticed that the community of Inkster was severely underserved as it relates to entrepreneurship support and access to capital. We were approached by Representative Rashida Tlaib, who had the vision to expand entrepreneurial supports to Inkster, and asked if we would be interested. Before we enter a community, we want to make sure that the community is really interested and excited about what we have to offer. So we were delighted after meeting with Mayor Patrick Wimberly and several community partners in Inkster that Prosperous was going to be the right fit for their needs. So we based our decision to expand on what the community is calling for, and we're really happy to help fill some gaps in Inkster.
Yeah, and tell me about the kinds of businesses that came out of the Inkster cohort.
Yeah, I'm so excited about the 21 businesses that graduated. There's everything from food trucks and restaurants to professional service companies. There's even a global African marketplace. And one of my favorite businesses is a company that provides horse and carriage rides, as well as therapy through equestrian play and learning for young people. There's another business that I thought is doing really well in Inkster. It's called The Original Meat, and they make vegan meat products. So they're not, you know, just cooking from other plant-based products. They've actually created their own vegan meat product. And we had that at graduation, and it was delicious. So I highly recommend The Original Meat.
What issues are Prosperous Detroit hoping to address with programs like your cohorts?
Well, our training program for many people is their first access to resources to support their dreams or initial steps of starting a business. And we're really excited to get people into the broader entrepreneurship support ecosystem by offering this education opportunity that couples both group-based training along with one-to-one support. But there's so many other resources that we're able to share with the entrepreneurs in our network. So beyond our training program, the one-to-one business coaching and personal financial coaching can help position a business owner for success with their next steps as they're growing their business. And then providing that access to capital is often one of the most significant gaps that we're addressing. So loans, we also offer grants, but our loan program, loans up to $50,000 can help a business, in some cases, prove concept, in other cases, grow into a brick and mortar or hire employees. And so these investments are going to turn into meaningful opportunities, not just for those business owners, but also for the surrounding communities.
And what's next for Prosperous Detroit?
Well, we'll continue to meet with new communities and fill the gaps that they might have in their local entrepreneurship and small business ecosystems, especially where Black entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs of color are concerned. We think that that could take us not just beyond Detroit to Inkster, but also broader Wayne County and maybe to Pontiac and far beyond.